Updrafts in new cells can also be identified using the multi-radar multi-sensor, or MRMS suite, most readily by using the isothermal reflectivity products, such as the reflectivity at minus 20 and minus 10 degrees Celsius. Also, vertically integrated ice, the echo top products for 18 and 30 dBc, and the height of the 50 dBc echo top above the melting layer. However, waiting to identify a new updraft using the 50 dBc echo top above the melting layer may reduce your lead time to first lightning or first severe weather report. In this fourth panel display to the right, a new updraft created an elevated precipitation core intense enough to appear as a 50 dBc echo in the reflectivity at minus 20 degrees Celsius, and you see a 5 kilogram per meter squared value in the vertically integrated ice, or VI, before significant reflectivity appeared in the RALA product. That's the reflectivity at the lowest altitude. Looping the MRMS helps a forecaster to quickly identify new updrafts using this display. And thus, we use these products with the RALA to identify new updrafts associated with the deep moist convection.